Hello? I'm from Opinion Research. Hi, my name is Wilbert. I'm from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate? Are you a legal? Great. Are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today to you? Is that economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, environment?
All of them.
Just one. You could choose one. Crime and drugs or environment or other.
Sorry, can you repeat those option again? Sorry.
Sure. What's the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? It could be economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government, education, health and care, moral, social issues, environment, crime and drugs, or?
Health and social issue, if you had to pick one.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Is that fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation? You could choose one.
Do you mind repeat them again, please?
Yes, ma'am. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution or wetlands, or overpopulation?
I thought everything you listed is just one, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Besides the overpopulation. Overpopulation is not the issue. It's like the contamination of other stuff. But do I have to pick one?
Just pick one, please. Whatever one you think is the most important or pressing global environmental issue. Which one's the most
global issue? Global warming, if you had to pick one.
Global warming, thank you very much. And what's the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Is that water pollution, air pollution, global warming?
Water pollution.
Water pollution? Thank you. And using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first would be forest products. Is that excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
The forest what?
Using a scale of excellent to good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Forest products is the first industry. Is that excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how about mining? Do you think that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Mm-hmm. I'll give fair.
Fair. Thank you. And what about medical manufacturing? Is that excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. And how about electric utilities? Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'll be fair.
Fair. Thank you. How about agriculture and farming? Is that excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How about refining? Is that excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Refining?
Refining, uh-huh.
Okay.
Refining.
I'll say fair.
Just fair? Okay. Great. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first is county land departments. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
County land and environment. I think they are doing right.
Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And what about environmental groups? How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
And U.S. Forest Service? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
And what about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
And what about forest and timber industries? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. We're going to the next section now. We're already at 37%. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Very important?
Somewhat important.
Oh, somewhat important, I'm sorry. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
In the future?
Uh-huh. I'll read that again, ma'am. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat significant, right? Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Fewer than harvested.
Thank you very much. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
Fewer.
Fewer, right? And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environmental or not? Yes or no?
Can you repeat the question?
Of course. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
I think it will impact. Yes, it will impact.
Okay. Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wild wilderness areas or not? Yes or no? Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
I hope so.
Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
No.
No, right? Okay, let's go to the next.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Do you mind repeat that question?
Yes, ma'am. Of course. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood, chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no? You could either choose one of them.
If it's yes.
Yes? Okay. Mm-hmm. Next is, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard, okay, so you've never heard about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of Minnesota's state economy, a significant component of Minnesota's state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I don't think it's fading, so I think it's a major component of Minnesota economy.
You say it's a major component or a significant component or a minor component?
It's a major.
Major component. Thank you very much. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose to use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
I support.
You support, okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investments will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment? Support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Mm-hmm.
You said support or oppose? I can't hear you.
Support.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Now I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose, okay? State funding for that part of the program. Now, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Now, increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
I support the use of IES inclusion.
You support? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you very much. And we're almost done here. Thank you for your patience. We're at 82%. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What's the highest level of education you have completed? Is it high school or less, technical or grade school? Some college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Graduate degree, right? Thank you very much. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
Okay, this may release the age.
I'm sorry?
Do you may release the age again?
Yes,
say
ma'am.
The age.
Sure. 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to
61.
Okay, 35 to 49, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like 37?
No.
Okay. Younger, right? Because you sound young. Great. So how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban, I think.
Suburban?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 74, or 75 to 99, or 100 plus?
King.
25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 74, or 75 to 99, or 100,000 plus?
Which one is in the middle over there? It's like 49 or something.
Okay. Great. And do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you very much. And which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, or business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Well, let me see. Human service and healthcare.
Okay. Let me see here. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Female.
Thank you very much. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It was a pleasure. Be blessed, okay?
You too. Stay blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.